A federal rule designed to keep renters in their homes during the pandemic expired at the end of July, which means landlords finally had a way to legally evict tenants who hadn't paid rent in months. But evictions never really stopped, even while the ban was in place. Sarah Hasmer does housing policy work for the National Women's Law Center. She says some judges just ignored the order.
A lot of tenants don't have legal representation when they show up to eviction court, and eviction court is so fast-paced. Meanwhile, landlords often have that representation, and so there's just a real imbalance of power between landlords, judges, and tenants.
Hasmer introduced me to one of those tenants, a woman from Phoenix, Arizona, who was evicted just days before the ban expired.
This year is going to be for your mailbox, be sure to fill that out.
Fill it out and put it in there. Okay,
yes.
Cool.
I met Shantara Brown a week ago inside the sales office of an apartment complex in Northwest Phoenix. For Brown, it wasn't easy to get here. On July 26th, she was evicted from her apartment. And for the next 80 days, the single mother of three who worked in a warehouse moved her kids from Airbnbs to hotel rooms, trying to keep her family off the streets. The experience nearly unraveled her life. But on this day, in the middle of October, she finally got a break.
Now for the fun part.
Keys to a new place.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Welcome home.
Feel good to get those keys?
Yes. Oh my gosh, it's been a journey. When I say the stress and relief off my chest right now is crazy.
Brown leaves the rental office to go get her kids in the parking lot. She grabs a few bags from the trunk of her car and then leads them to the front door of their new apartment.
Unlocking that door. Here we go, kids.
Whoa, there's carpet and everything.
Yes, there's carpet, a walk-in closet, new appliances. It's modest, but it's home.
I'm feeling really excited because now we're settling in.
This is Malaya. She's 9 years old.
Like, we can go to school. And I'm really excited to make new friends and stuff.
Have the last few months been kind of hard?
Yeah.
Yes. Basically, the last year has been iffy.
That's Malaya's 16-year-old brother, Milan. Both kids, along with Milan's twin, Makai, have been remote learning since the pandemic started. And they're sick of it. They haven't been able to go to a classroom because the family's been moving around so much.
In and out of Airbnbs, apartments,
hotels.
It's just haven't been our year. But we just got to go through it, you know.
You got to go through it, and here you are right now. You got a new place to live. How are you feeling about that?
I'm feeling good. I can't wait to be in here, like up in here, like having my stuff in corners and stuff. Like, man. At least we got something. Like, at least we don't have to be in a room or, yeah, we got our own. So, I mean, I can't complain.
Though who would blame him if he did? Milan's year was upended with a diagnosis. His mom told me how it started.
Me and my kids tested positive for COVID. From then, it was like basically an ongoing struggle for me to keep up with the bills because I actually was sick out of work for like 20 plus days.
Not getting paid?
Towards the end, no. Because I had to use like my vacation pay and stuff like that. January to March, I was basically struggling to pay and get my rent paid. And they took me to court. I found out on July 20th that I had until July 26th to get out.
That moratorium didn't expire till the end of July.
Yes. I actually begged the judge to give me until the end of it, but he still signed the writ to get me out of there. And they threw it on my credit like almost immediately. So like I went to a rental agency and they put it straight up like, oh no, we can't rent to you because of this.
Because you had an eviction on your record. You
yes.
could no longer rent an apartment.
No.
Which basically meant what? That you were homeless.
So yeah.
So if your house was sort of built with dominoes or something, COVID might have been the thing that...
That, boop! Yeah, it was building and it just tumbled once COVID came. It was one of the elements that just sent me into a spiral of debt.
What was it like to live at the hotels?
It was crazy because I could have got cheaper places, but three kids would be there by themselves all day. Me working 10-hour shifts, 60 hours a week, I need to have them in a place that is safe. I used to have to tell all my supervisors at work, hey, I know we ain't supposed to have phones on the floor, but y'all already know I need my phone because my nerves going to be bad because of my kids.
You have no idea what your kids are up to. Yes. Living in this hotel, trying to go to school remotely.
Right. I'm basically asking them to be adults because when kids are in school, they have an adult teaching them. So them being homeschooled in a hotel with me at work, come on.
What was that worry like? What were you concerned about?
I was concerned about their safety. I was concerned about their grades because my daughter is a straight A student until distant learning. You know, it's not a good thing. I understand that I had a whole lot on their back, asking them to be very, very mature.
By now, you may be asking yourself, if Shantara Brown is so deep in debt, how did she get back on her feet? Well, the answer is she had help. After the eviction, she paid for the hotel rooms with a GoFundMe campaign. But to get into this new apartment, she needed more than that. She needed the government to pay her previous landlord the $4,800 she still owed in back rent. Getting that money to clear her record was no easy task.
Congress passed $46.5 billion in emergency rental assistance, but unfortunately, states and localities didn't have the infrastructure to really get these funds out to tenants and landlords who need it quickly.
That's Sarah Hasmer again, the housing advocate who helped Brown navigate the system in Phoenix all the way from her home office in Maryland.
Even before she got the eviction, she was making dozens of phone calls to the city of Phoenix trying to get relief. I even tried, but most of the time I couldn't get through either.
Hasmer says she and Brown waited and waited and waited for nearly 3 months to get the money for the back rent.
It was just a very frustrating process.
In fact, many cities across the country were unprepared for the demand when Congress left it up to local governments to distribute the money. A spokesperson for the city of Phoenix told me it's helped nearly 5,500 families and paid out about $42 million in rental relief. That's 90% of the federal money the city's gotten since March.
Son.
Yes.
Son.
I'm excited. I'm sorry.
And it may have taken a while, but Shantara Brown finally got her check, which means her back rent has been paid and the kids are out of the hotel.
We need everything. We
need pots,
we
pans.
Got that. Remember, oh, I had just bought a pot set. Yeah, it's in storage.
It's in storage.
Son.
Yes.
It's
okay.
Go ahead and help your brother.
In this new, empty apartment, still full of potential, you can almost feel the relief.
I can't wait to get a bed in this place so I can finally just, because yes, I don't know how I did it. I just can say that it's a whole lot of inconsiderate people in this world when it comes to people that struggle. Everybody think it's that person's fault that they're struggling when they don't understand I'm only one person. And I don't get no other assistance for my kids. If I don't make it, they don't have it, period.
So you must be proud of yourself then, and your family.
I'm proud, but I'm just sad. I tell my kids all the time, I apologize because I felt like I should have been more established. I know I can't do nothing about it, but I want them to be established so they won't have to go through what I'm going through right now. Yep.
I can tell you're a good mom.
I try. I try.
Truth is, Shantara Brown still can't rest. The rent on her new apartment is $1,500 a month. She's looking for a new job, and the bills keep coming. We'll keep an eye on her and her story in the months ahead.